horrendous abuse of power. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's how former President Trump describes the appointment of a special counsel to oversee federal investigations targeting him.
They want to do bad things to the greatest movement in the history of our country, but in particular, bad things to me. But I've gotten used to it.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has named veteran prosecutor Jack Smith.
One probe will look into Trump's involvement in the attack on the Capitol and attempts to reverse the 2020 election. The other investigation will cover classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. The president refused to return to the National Archives.
Fox's Caroline Shively, the White House maintains it wasn't aware.
As you know, the Department of Justice makes decisions about its criminal investigation independently. We are not involved.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre. The former president is the only Republican officially running for the White House in 2024, but others are testing the waters. Several spoke before the Jewish Republican Coalition in Las Vegas.
Trump was saying that we'd be winning so much we'd get tired of winning. Well, I'm sick and tired of our party losing.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Democrats in Georgia have scored a legal victory ahead of next month's Senate runoff between incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. Early voting will be allowed on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. More saber rattling out of North Korea.
A ballistic missile landing near Japanese waters was the second major weapons test from North Korea this month. The missile showing North Korea's potential ability to launch nuclear attacks on all of the United States mainland.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They may have been targeted as they slept. A coroner in Latah County, Idaho, says four University of Idaho students were stabbed multiple times with a pretty large knife. Madison Fitzgerald was a friend of two of the victims.
I was very close with Zanna and Ethan. It was Zanna's home, and she was just the most welcoming and kind person that I'd ever known. A lot of people came in and out of that house just because of how kind all four of them were.
Moscow police haven't identified a suspect, but they've ruled out two roommates who were home during Sunday's attack. What was believed to be a murder-suicide is now being investigated as a triple homicide. Police in New York City say three women were found dead yesterday inside a home. A grandson who was seen on surveillance video leaving the home around the time of the attack is being sought. Leniency was requested but denied by a federal judge who sentenced the founder of a failed Silicon Valley startup.
Just before being sentenced, a tearful and pregnant Elizabeth Holmes addressed the court, saying she was trying to change the world with her blood testing startup Theranos and that she's devastated by her failings. But the judge was not swayed and sentenced her to just over 11 years in federal prison. The 38-year-old Holmes is a new mother who's pregnant again. Her lawyers had sought a sentence of house arrest following her conviction in January on four counts of fraud and conspiracy.
Fox's Claudia Cowan, prosecutors had requested 15 years. Another city in Oregon is taking steps to restrict homeless encampments. The Bend City Council has approved new rules that will limit where people can live outside and how many people can live there. Portland recently passed a measure banning street camping. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.